Our public schools struggle with the task of educating our children, and that's a task already hampered by high enrollments and shrinking budgets. But making the job even tougher is the growing threat of on-school violence, often linked to drugs and drug abuse. Our next guest is central to the effort to make schools a safe haven for learning. Chris Bosworth heads up the University of Arizona School of Education's Protective Schools campaign. She joins us now on Sky Radio to talk about it. Chris, welcome to Sky Radio.
Great to be here, Dennis.
Well, how did this effort by the School of Education take shape?
One of the things that we noticed in looking at drug abuse prevention and violence prevention was the majority of the interventions were directed at an individual child, changing an individual child's behavior. We also noticed that in some schools, the climate of that school was pretty chaotic, and there was not a lot of adults following the same rules that we were teaching the kids. So what we started to focus on was changing the school climate so that it had more structure, that it had more opportunities for kids to learn social skills and learn appropriate, respectful, and responsible behavior, had more opportunities for kids to have meaningful participation in their environment. And that's when we started looking at changing the school culture and climate so that it was more protective for students.
Well, what are you up against here? What's the scope of the problem?
Well, I think that one of the challenges that schools have is that there is a lot of pressure on academics, and the focus can be just on teaching and learning without looking at the impact of school culture. And if we have kids that are constantly disrupting class or missing class because they've been using drugs or alcohol on the weekend or they're toking up on the way to school, that's going to affect your academics. And so we need to be putting school culture as an equal player in the minds of teachers and principals in terms of thinking about how they are working with kids and helping to have kids have academic success.
Well, what's the Protective Schools campaign doing to help? What's your approach?
What our approach is working with principals and with groups of teachers to design a positive climate in the school. Now, what do we mean by a positive climate? That is where you have clear and consistent rules and boundaries and expectations, and that those are taught to the students, taught to the teachers, and then they are followed through consistently by the faculty. Also, there's good communication with the parents as to what's expected, what is school behavior, and often parents then reinforce those expectations of being respectful, being responsible, being safe, being on time and ready to learn to their students at home, and that reinforces the education that's going on in the school.
It's an extremely important project. Thanks for telling us about it.
Thank you, Dennis.
Chris Bosworth heads up the University of Arizona School of Education's Protective Schools campaign. We reached her by phone in Tucson, Arizona. The project's home on the web is www.protectiveschools.org.